Let's bring in one of the senators who was asking the questions today, Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy. Senator Leahy, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I want to start with a few rapid-fire questions. Did you find Christine Blasey Ford's testimony credible?
I found it compelling and very credible. I was a prosecutor. If I'd had somebody with that kind of a complaint coming before me as a prosecutor, I'd feel very safe in prosecuting based on it.
Did you find Brett Kavanaugh's testimony credible?
I did not. I found it well rehearsed. I wondered if it was aimed more for the White House and President Trump than the members of the committee.
You mean that he was speaking to a one-person audience and that was the president?
Well, I think he was probably a little bit shook when the president suggested in New York he could always change his mind.
Oh.
And it was clear that the White House felt Dr. Ford's testimony was very compelling. And I think he came in there knowing that he had to make a point, and he had a couple other Republican senators. It almost like they had rehearsed it.
Let me ask you this. Did you learn anything from either of their testimonies today? Anything
No.
that advances your understanding of what happened that summer night 3 decades ago?
Well, I mean, she has no reason to come forward and say that.
But did she present any evidence that you found persuaded you that you understand better what happened?
I found it very credible, but I also, it made me very clear that the committee has made a huge mistake in not subpoenaing the person who was supposed to be the third person who was in the room, put them under oath, and asked them questions.
This is Mark Judge, the friend of Brett Kavanaugh's, who Professor Ford has identified as being one of
Soon as I even raised the question of Mr. Judge, of course, Judge Kavanaugh went off into a almost rehearsed sort of thing. Oh, this poor man's gone through this. I said, not my question. Should he not have been here under oath and asked by both Republicans and Democrats what happened?
He has submitted sworn testimony. The committee's had access to it. Is there something that wasn't answered there that you need to ask him?
His attorney has said in something that's not the same. I was a trial attorney. I was a prosecutor. Nothing compares to being able to ask questions of the person. Whether you agree with the answers or disagree, at least have the chance to ask them. And in this case, I'd want to ask them under oath.
So you're saying you heard hours and hours of testimony today, but you feel to have a complete picture before you vote, you need to hear from the person who allegedly was the third person in this room.
No, I can make up my mind before that, but I think it would have been much better. I think the American public would have had a better view. I think that they're purposely hiding some things, trying to hurry this through. And if you want to run the thing through without getting everything out there, what are you trying to hide? If there's nothing to hide, why not take the time? We're talking about a lifetime appointment. Another week or two to get all the witnesses in. What difference is that going to make? And we should be independent as the Senate, not taking our orders from the White House. I don't care if it's Republican or Democrat. I mean, there's a lot of echoes of the Clarence Thomas hearing. But even there, the Republican White House said, okay, step back, pause, take a couple weeks, let's have an investigation of the allegations.
There were a lot of pointed questions for Christine Blasey Ford today over things like who paid for her polygraph, who steered her to her current legal team. Let me just ask you the direct question. To your knowledge, did Democrats or Democratic strategists or anybody attempting to advance a Democratic agenda, did they manipulate her appearance or her testimony
no.
in any way?
You know, I had never met her. I had read some of the things that were in the press. I never had any statements ahead of time. I heard her for the very first time this morning. And as I said, I'm a former prosecutor. I would have found somebody like that to be an extremely credible witness.
And for the record, to answer my question, to your knowledge, there was no attempt to influence your testimony.
Oh, no, no. I don't think there was. And I think if there was, they would have brought that out. Interestingly enough, none of the Republican senators wanted to question her. They wanted somebody else to question her. I think that says an awful lot, including the fact that they know she's pretty credible.
The vote on Brett Kavanaugh's nomination is still scheduled. It's on the calendar for tomorrow. Should it go ahead?
I don't think it should go ahead. I think that there's enough questions raised today. We have other witnesses. Take a couple weeks. We're talking about a lifetime appointment.
Will Democrats try to stop the vote from going ahead? Is there anything
we can't? The Republicans control the Senate, and they can do whatever they want. That doesn't mean it's responsible. Remember, these are the same people that blocked President Obama's nominee to the Supreme Court, a man who probably would have gotten 90 votes in the Senate. They blocked him for over a year.
Merrick Garland. So your strategy for tomorrow is if there's a vote, you vote no.
Well, I don't know how I can vote aye on something that's being rushed through like this.
Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont. Senator Leahy, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Take care.